We're honored to have Alex Jones join us from InfoWars. Alex Jones is one of the field commanders in this war. He's head of ICOR, InfoWar Corps. Alex, thanks for joining us. I know you've got a lot going on in your life and a lot to do today, but I thought it was very important for the War Room posse and our audience and the Vanguard, all the cadres, to hear from you directly, because I can't make head nor tails of the media coverage, to be honest. Just number one, with all the travails you have, they're talking about these bankruptcies and you got these lawsuits, and you have apologized, and you said you were wrong, you've apologized, but they're coming at you in nine different ways. The question I think most people have, when I was at CPAC, is Alex Jones still going to be at the forefront? You got this amazing new book coming out, The Great Reset and the War for the World, which is a seminal work. And my question to you for our audience, what everybody asked me at CPAC, is Alex Jones, not simply is he all right and doing okay, but is he still going to be in one of the lead tanks, Mr. Alex Jones?
I will never give up. I will never sell out, but I could give out just like anybody could if we don't have support, if people don't visit InfoWars.com, if they don't share the show, if they don't share the articles from banned.video where our forbidden videos are, then yes, we will be shut down. But I'd like to be able to give your huge audience a basic breakdown of where we're at. I've never been profit-driven. The media puts out all these giant numbers of hundreds of millions of dollars. That's not true. That's just completely made up. That's over many, many, many years how many gross products we've sold being self-funded. But anybody that sells products online knows that on average you make 30-40% on a product. So yeah, they can use a number of 5-6 years and say, wow, $165 million, and then they tell the jury he's got $165 million. And so what they did is the Democratic Party did opposition research, obviously, on Trump when he was about to win the election in 2016. Hillary did big ad buys, taking edited tapes of me out of context questioning Sandy Hook years before. Very small part of whatever did, less than 0.1%. They then ran national TV ads against Trump with that. And then once Trump still got in, they continued to attack Trump by misrepresenting me and then also claiming that I was Trump's brain, where everybody knows Trump's brain is his brain. If anybody was Trump's brain, it was Steve Bannon. I mean, so you'd be like a 500-pound brain, and I'd be like a 10-pound brain when it came to actually influencing Trump, and then Trump's the 50,000-pound brain when it comes to who runs Trump's mind.
But hang on, you've always been like, if you think of military, you've always been like force recon, or you've been like LRP, long-range patrol. You've always been out ahead of bushwhacking through and laying out the tracks and the trails for where the narrative, then the big narrative engine comes in back of it. So it's obvious why they're coming after you. Your months are years ahead, particularly on things like transhumanism and the Great Reset. We'll get to all that, right? Which they all say, hey, this guy's a crank. It's all conspiracy theory. And then when you start to, all the pieces start to fall in place, it becomes self-evident. It turns out that
well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And that's so you're equivalent in a military context of like the Merrill's Marauders, right? You're the guy always out at the very tip, right? Always at Rogers Rangers. American history is replete with these patriots that have gone out in advance with no backup and could have lines of communications cut. What they've done, what they're trying to do, is cut your line of communication back to the critical mass that can support you. Is that going to work? Are they going to break you, Alex Jones? Because, listen, this is not about, and I'm not getting to the details of Sandy Hook, and you've dealt with that. You're dealing with those parents. You're in a court of law. My point is it's bigger than that. They're trying to break you as a man, and they're trying to break your incredible organization.
Well, that's exactly what happened. We reached 87 million different IP addresses logged into InfoWars the week of the election 2016. So that really scared the establishment when InfoWars was the biggest media outlet for just a week or so in the world. It was huge before. And so they began the deplatforming, and they admitted that we're going to do this to everybody after they don't stand up for Jones, after they don't stand up for Assange. The Wall Street Journal even reported in 2017, we're going to then be able to shut everybody else down. And so now these Democrat Party-funded law firms in Connecticut and Texas, same ones that bankrupted Remington, have been massively suing me for 4 years. We gave them all the discovery. And when what they wanted wasn't there. They had both judges in Austin and in Connecticut rule that I was defaulted. Then, at the trial, the first of three that ended last Friday, she would not let us put on evidence. She would only let us ask questions of their witnesses, and I was allowed to be asked questions. That was it. And then they wouldn't let me talk about my net worth, even though I had a sworn declaration of bankruptcy under federal law, penalty of perjury, there with the bankruptcy lawyer, one of the most respected in Texas, who's worked with some of the biggest companies in the world, ready to show that I don't have but a couple million dollars in a house. They said, no, you can't testify, and then let their expert get up there with no evidence and claim I have $270 million and all this incredible lies. And then their lawyers in closing said to the jury, you notice he didn't put on any evidence that he doesn't make all these hundreds of millions of dollars because he does take away $150 million. Well, they gave him 40-something million in punitive damages on top of the four-something million in actual damages. It's all capped in Texas. Both those are capped together at less than $6 million. The issue is they've got two more show trials coming up. And again, she found me guilty beforehand, so they fully weaponized the judiciary. So that's where this is going. But the answer to will InfoWars continue on? I will never give up. Our support base in many ways is greater than ever. There are great people like yourself and countless others like Jack Posobiec and Charlie Kirk and, I mean, you name it, of conservative populist leaders. Mike Cernovich have come out and said, this is the model for everybody. But it's not just our opinion now. In their closing arguments, and these videos are all over the place. I've got a video that lays it all out at the top of band.videos where people go to find the forbidden videos. Just the word band, dot, and then video. And you will see the top video up there about the InfoWar, never submitting, never backing down. But we have clips of their lawyers saying, quote, we're going to take him out. You're going to take his megaphone. You're going to shut him down. And once we shut him down, we're going to shut down all the other disinfo people. And then the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, all this weekend came out and said, this is the model. And now that we're shutting down Jones, which they're not, we're now going to get, and they name names, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump. And so I'm very honored to be in the same league, at least in their eyes, with great American patriots like you guys. But this is a declaration of Chinese communist or Venezuelan level censorship and their admission. The judge said an incredible quote. She said, you think you're telling the truth, Mr. Jones, but you're not. You don't know what the truth is. I do. And this court is the truth. True 1984 statements. And so they're so scared of people that can look forward in the future, look at the evidence that's there, and make accurate predictions. They are so scared of the fact that, yes, InfoWars continues to chart their real activities and create a counter-narrative that resonates with the people because it's true, and that's why they want to shut down.
Is it the structure of this process, I guess the defamation, is it the structure of the process that you feel limits you from getting what you believe is the, in your mind is the truth out, or is it the specifics of the judge and her rulings as she sees fit? Do you have a systemic and structural issue that you don't think is working, you don't think is fair, or is it just the individual participants, or is it both?
It's both. I mean, you know what they do. You're an expert at studying their operations. And I loved your speech, by the way, at CPAC. I think it was the best speech I've seen given in years, where you explain we have an embedded, entitled, deep state bureaucracy that brags they run the country, not the Republican or Democratic Party, not the American people. And so what you have is the big corporate media put out their narrative that I'm not the populist firebrand. I'm not the populist leader energizing Americans against globalism. I'm the mean Sandy Hook man when it's a tiny fraction of what we ever covered, and even that's out of context. So then they have jurisdictions they choose with judge shopping to file the suits. They then default us. They then have the corporate media continue to say that I'm saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. That then taints the jury, who's not there to decide if I'm guilty. They're just there to decide how guilty I am. So that's why they're saying this is the model of corrupt, weaponized judiciary teamed up with a corporate media with one narrative, with plaintiffs' lawyers. And now they're saying on whether it's the lawsuits over questioning the election or whether it's lawsuits over trying to control our border, they are saying that they are now going to take lawfare not just against the gun manufacturers, as they're now doing, but against every other facet of the American infrastructure. And it's not just that. Continuing to cut off the energy, continuing to cut off the oil drilling, the pipelines, this new package the Democrats just passed and are celebrating that literally shuts down even more of the economy and hires 80-plus thousand IRS agents, not to target wealthy, powerful leftists, but to target Uber drivers and people delivering pizzas, in their own words. So this is a true, brutal globalist establishment trying to break small businesses, trying to hurt the average person, trying to drive us into collapse, the cloud and prison program of the Great Reset, to crash things by design, so we'll accept the world ID, the global social credit score, the global carbon tax, and then finally, the universal basic income, so they can dictate every facet of your life through that social credit score and through that universal basic income. That's the Holy Grail. And now we see CBS, NBC, ABC, every channel flooding the airwaves with take microchips under your skin to buy and sell. It's better than a smartphone. Everybody needs a microchip. So they really are bringing this beyond 1984/Brave New World into reality. You will eat bugs. You will like it. We will ban the cows. We will ban the farming. We will pay farmers to sell their farms to Bill Gates. This is a corporate takeover of human civilization right now.